One out of every 10 black persons in the U.S. today is an immigrant. And the Pew Research Center finds that by 2060, the proportion of immigrants in the U.S. black population will double. And as more immigrants arrive, they face the complications of navigating black identity. Maine Public's Ari Snyder brings us the stories of three young people grappling with this.
As the U.S.-born child of Congolese and Burundian immigrants, Firdaus Hakizimana says she relished her connection with multiple countries and cultures. But when she got to high school in Portland, that confused some of her peers.
They were just like, what are you?
Hakizimana says she was able to make friends through shared interests, but never felt like she fit into a single national or ethnic identity.
It was just like offset by the fact that I was Muslim and then at the same time of two different ethnic groups. So they were just like, where do you fit in all of that?
Hakizimana is not alone in her struggles to square African immigrant identity with racial categories in the U.S. It's been top of mind in recent years for 24-year-old Shukri Abdirahman, whose family came to Lewiston from Kenya when she was 10. Abdirahman says she grew up with a strong sense of Somali Bantu identity and saw her experiences as being intertwined with the struggles of Black Americans.
Even though I'm an immigrant, I might wear a headscarf and there's some things that are different about me, I knew that like I could also face the same racism as they faced, and I did face the same racism that they faced.
After the murder of George Floyd in 2020, Abdirahman felt called to action and joined an effort to organize a Black Lives Matter protest. But Abdirahman says her activism prompted some difficult conversations with her mother.
She was like, at the end of the day, you know, you're Somali Bantu, you're not African American, so remember that.
Abdirahman was not dissuaded, and the rally drew hundreds of people. And despite the fact that she and her mother may hold different views on race and identity, Abdirahman says it's been a learning opportunity for both of them.
She takes the time to realize that like her experiences are different from our experiences because we're growing up here and we take the time to also hear her out and ask her about, you know, when she was young and how her life was in Somalia and in Kenya.
For some more recent arrivals, like 26-year-old Anna Candido, American racial categories often don't feel accurate. 2 years ago, Candido and her family came to Maine from Namibia. She remembers the first time she needed to fill out official paperwork in the U.S. and encountered the term Black American, which she felt didn't fully represent her.
I am Black, yes, but I'm not Black American. I'm Black African.
And Candido says making that distinction respects the fact that Black American history is not one that she can claim as her own.
Because I come from a country where I was Black and I lived there freely. So when I came here, I understood that the Black people here have a different type of pain and suffering that they carry.
Candido says racial categories in the U.S. can actually obscure more information than they reveal. Explaining her identity to someone in Namibia, she says, requires a lot more context.
My parents are Angolan and my mom is mixed with Congolese, and she speaks Chiluba and my dad speaks Kimbundu. He grew up in the city of Mexico. Like, there's so much root and depth in one person.
Candido says she worries that if she has kids who grow up in the U.S., they won't have that same connection to the places and cultures of their ancestors. But Firdaus Hakizimana says she's found a way to balance her American upbringing with her parents' immigrant identities.
I kind of break down the name African American into African and American, so that is me.
And rather than worry about how her identity fits into specific racial categories, Hakizimana chooses to expand her perspective. Embracing her African culture, like her love for her mother's Congolese cooking, while also enjoying aspects of the multicultural American experience.
I get to take what I want, I get to not take what I don't want, and I can be the best version of all of them.
For Here and Now, I'm Ari Snyder.